ABC Radio Australia.
A Pacific heritage expert says a new virtual museum that's home to tens of thousands of cultural and historical items could eventually pave the way to bringing many of these artefacts home. The Digital Pacific website showcases videos, pictures, and audio from libraries and museums in Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific. Meanwhile, those who've created it say they want to see it become accessible to everyone in the region.
In this edition, an interview with a former governor of Fiji, a fire training school, a new party for Scott Bass, and photo engraving.
As the former director of Fiji's National Archives, Opeta Elefio has seen, documented, and recorded a lot of historical Fijian artifacts. So he was shocked to find that when he logged onto the Digital Pacific website, there was an item he had never seen before.
The first thing I looked up was Masi. That was amazing. I've never seen that. Never, ever seen that. It's a bark cloth, which is worn, but which can also be like an art piece as a backdrop, or it can be ornamental. Don't know the dimensions of this piece, but it was quite big. And the designs were not typical to something that you'd see today if you were to go into the market. And those tassels, I've never seen those tassels before, running down the middle of the piece.
The Digital Pacific website is a new collection of up to 60,000 cultural heritage items in a digital form, so videos, audio recordings, and photos. While scrolling through the website, a photo dating back to the late 1800s caught Mr. Elefio's eye.
I just saw images of Solomon Island maritime vessels, and they were quite impressive. You know, there were double-hulled canoes, and there was like a fleet. There were like five or six of them all lined up on a beach. Amazing imagery.
The website is part of the Pacific Virtual Museum pilot, funded by Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and brought to life by Australia and New Zealand's national libraries and a variety of institutions across the Pacific. Tim Kong from the National Library of New Zealand is the program manager and says one of the main goals is to empower and connect people with their heritage.
Most Pacific Island people aren't aware that many of the institutions that we're gathering our records from hold these collections. The majority of these holdings are in storage. But for a large number of Pacific Island diaspora, they're not aware that these records exist. So what we want to do with the project and with the website is to make them visible and accessible.
But Pacific internet connections can be tricky, especially trying to load a website that's heavy with videos, images, and sounds. So Mr. Kong says they've given Digital Pacific a unique design.
So technically, it's designed to work in the Pacific. So it's very fast on mobile. It's very light in page weight. No page is more than about a meg, 800 kilobytes to a meg. Because we're really aware of how network capacity across the Pacific is sometimes unavailable or intermittent, but also expensive. So we wanted it to work on mobile devices in particular, and also on low network environments.
Libby Cass from the National Library of Australia was on the project's co-design team. She says there have already been connections made across the world, despite launching just a week ago.
An academic based in Norway heard about it and then has, via social media, reached out and said thank you, because he is currently doing his PhD there, looking at sort of languages and impact of settlers in PNG, and he found photographs that he had seen once somewhere but was really delighted to find again in Digital Pacific.
The website is in a pilot phase until 2022, and in that time, Libby Cass hopes that people will not only take from the website but contribute to it as well.
We are really keen to hear from Pacific people about what they're seeing, recognising too that the content that's been digitised and held here at the National Library, you know, we don't know everything about our collections, and we're really hopeful that there's opportunities for people from the Pacific to tell us.
Opeta Elefio, who is now Head of Records Management at the University of the South Pacific, says while the project is exciting as a connection tool, it could also pave the way to repatriate items that were taken during colonial rule in the Pacific and now live in overseas museums.
You know, there are discussions, those are discussions that do need to happen, but the islands themselves have to be in a position to be able to bring them, those items, back, so that the communities that, you know, originated them or which gave birth to them, so that those communities can know them again in person.
But for now, he's looking forward to seeing what the immediate impact will be.
It has the potential to to enable Pacific Islanders to rediscover parts of our past, parts of our heritage that we didn't know existed.
That was Opeta Alafayo, the head of records management at the University of the South Pacific, speaking to me there. What do you think of this website? Will you be logging on to browse the archives, or do you have photos, videos and audio that you think should be on the Digital Pacific website? Head to the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page to get in touch and let me know.